We're in Perek Yud Bet, Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Acheresh shenechlatz v'achareshes shechaltza v'acholetzes lekatan chalitzasa psula. Acheresh is a guy who is deaf and mute. If this cheresh does a chalitza, he is the recipient of the chalitza from a woman, or that the woman is a chareshes, the woman is deaf and mute, and she does the chalitza, or if a woman is choletza, she does the chalitza to a katan, to a minor, any of those cases, the chalitza is pasul. The Bar Tanur points out that any time we tell you that the chalitza is pasul, you cannot go back and do yibum, you have to go and do another chalitza, a kosher chalitza. Katana shechaltza tachlot mishetagdil. A minor woman, a woman who's young, who's a ketana, and she did chalitza, so she has to do chalitza again once she gets to be a grown up. Ve'im lo chalitza, chalitza sepsula. And if she doesn't go back and do it again, the original chalitza that she did when she was a minor is possible. Mishnah Hek. Chalitza b'shnayim or b'shlosha, v'nimtza echad mehem karov or possible, chalitza sepsula. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlar Machshirim. The machlokas over here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlar. The Tanakama holds that in a chalitza case, when it's in front of two or three judges, and it turns out that one of those judges becomes invalid as a judge, either because he's a relative or because of some other psul, some other invalidation, then the chalitza is possible, because we need a chalitza to be in front of three people. And over here, we didn't have three people. Either we started with two, or we had three, and one of them became pasul. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Asanlar say that this is okay, that you can have a chalitza ceremony which was less than three. Says the Mishnah, U'maise be'echad shechalatz beino leveino, be'beis ha'asurin, u'ba maise lifnei Rabbi Akiva ve'hichshir. The Mishnah brings a case, an example, a story of a guy who did chalitza with a woman while they were in jail, and there was no one around except those two. And then the case came before Rabbi Akiva, and he said it was kosher. See, Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need three people for a chalitza. That's the end of Mishnah Hay.